CCKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Thank you. 1, 2, 3, testing. Hello, 1, 2, 3, testing. Hello, 1, 2, 3.
That's good. Okay, whenever you're ready.
Okay. How to survive a tornado. Number one, go to the basement. If you're in a building with no basement, go to an inner hallway or a small inner room without windows, such as a bathroom or closet. Number two, stay in the center of the room. Stay away from windows and keep low to the floor. Number three, get under a sturdy piece of furniture. If you're in a bathroom, lie down in the bathtub. How to survive a tornado.
Okay, can you say...
Hello, 1, 2, 3, testing. Hello, 1, 2, 3, testing. Hello, 1, 2, 3.
That's good. Okay, whenever you're ready.
Okay. How to survive a tornado. Number one, go to the basement. If you're in a building with no basement, go to an inner hallway or a small inner room without windows, such as a bathroom or closet. Number two, stay in the center of the room. Stay away from windows and keep low to the floor. Number three, get under a sturdy piece of furniture. If you're in a bathroom, lie down in the bathtub. How to survive a tornado.
Don't Play an Underground for CKUW 95.9 FM.
And the birds Yes, that's right. That's The Cure. The brand new Cure record. You heard the lead-off track, Songs of a Lost World. Sorry, is the record. And you heard Alone. It's the lead-off track. It's the first record in, what is it, 15 years? 17 years? In the notes it says, I know my world is grown old, Robert Smith says, and Nothing is Forever is one of the many standout tracks. Cure's, that's what you hear in the back. 14th studio album. First in 16 years. Songs from Lost World deals almost exclusively in death, dying, and the relentless march of time. And that's funny because I've often said this show is essentially the main theme in this radio show, How to Survive a Tornado on CKW 95.9 FM, is death, because we have so many people dying. Artists passing away, and then we wound up, I don't know, there was like 15 shows in a row where it was all death dedication shows. So I went to, there's a I won't name the person, a great member of our extended community here, and he was like, hey, I like to fill in your show once in a while. I said, oh, that'd be great. He's kind of on the backup roster here. He doesn't have time for a real show or his own show, but he's like, let me know. And then I was going away or something, and he said, hey, I said, hey, do you want to fill in my show in these days? He goes, yeah. And then he said, well, again, you know, I've listened to your show. I'm sorry, but what's your show really about? Like, what's the whole thing? And I just said, it's about death, right? And then I was kind of kidding, right? I hope. And then I got back after, and he took it so literally. He said, I really tried to stick with the death theme, but I kind of deviated at times. I hope that's okay. So here we are, back in death. The Cure's 14th solo album. First in 16 years. Deals almost exclusively in death, dying, and the relentless march of time. The songs move slowly and many go on for minutes before Smith opens his mouth. There's no pop hits, no hooks. Well, that's interesting. I bet there's some hooks. And let's face it, no fun, it says. Well, it's also some of the band's most engrossing work. A statement like that, most great Cure songs can't be taken lightly, blah, blah. Okay, I also read, there's a piece in the New Mojo where Smith is saying this record is inextricably linked to both 1989's classic masterpiece, Disintegration, which really broke things open for them in yet another way somehow. And also 1981's really, I could call it dense, record, Pornography, which is this beautifully strange record. So Smith says this is kind of, part of that tradition, which is interesting. I haven't listened to it yet. So we listened to it together there. Thanks. Another thing on The Cure, if I can. I was listening to CKW 95.9 FM on Monday night, and I heard on the show Spirit 303. This host had unearthed The Cure, the notorious Cure Live at Wellington's show, which was recorded, a fan recording. And they played this record, this recording. And, you know, as a kid growing up, for me, I always saw this at the Pyramid Records and Records on Wheels, and it was a tape, and I was like, oh, should I buy that? But even then, if it was like $5, I was like, I had $10 to spend on records, you know, a week maybe, if I was lucky. And I was like, I don't really know that group, and I'm gonna buy this Psychedelic Furs 12-inch instead, or whatever it was, Human League. Nothing wrong with those, of course. But I was like, I didn't quite, I don't know, it probably doesn't sound that good. I don't really know this Cure. I heard like one song or something at that point. So I never bought it, and then it was gone. And then it's this notorious recording. So I thought this was wonderful on a Halloween special on this show. Again, Monday night, great show, 9 to 10, Spirit 303. And they played pretty much the whole thing, I think. It's the first time I've heard it. And it was just wonderful to hear it on the air for the first time. The sound quality was great. They're touring Faith at that point, their second record. And those songs, man, just fantastic. And the thing that I was just talking with the station manager here, the thing that I really took away from it was just how boisterous the crowd was and just this jubilation. It just seemed like a really joyful event. And, you know, they're even kind of like someone's yelling at them, play faster, which is pretty amazing. It's just great. Were you there? The Cure at Wellington's. I just missed that. A year later, I'm probably there, but not 1981. So thanks to the host again of Spirit 303. I'll be tuning in regularly. I really thought that was fantastic to hear that. And then I said, hey, let's play this new record. So we did, The Cure. You heard it. We'll go back to it again and again and again, as it's about death, which is really what the show focuses on. Now, the thing we do here on CKW 95.9 FM is we play random records on this show. I was very excited to find randomly when I got here, because I don't know what I have until I get here, this record. Speaking of 1981, this is a record from 1982, and I was at the the Winnipeg tour stop for this record, which was Split Enz, Time and Tide from 1982, and this record was like a number one record on the local FM station, the commercial FM station at the time, and it was played. They played so much from this. There's the huge hit 6 Months in a Leaky Boat, which was just ridiculously banned by the BBC because they thought it was a reference to the Falklands War, and it was written like could be years before, really, but at least months before the Falklands War. It's just a funny, it's a different moment in time, right? Split Enz banned from the BBC. You couldn't have a group more unthreatening and just lovable than Split Enz, and then you're banning their songs. It's incredible. That's incredible. Well done. Well done, BBC. Well done. But this show, 1982... It was, I think, the summer of 82. It was right when this record was at its peak, and the Paolas opened for them at the concert hall. And it was it's one of the best shows I've ever seen. I don't know, how old am I? 15, 14? I don't know. And it was just, it was one of those shows that has an imprint on you. Were you at that show? Were you at both shows? Fantastic record. I'll play you a song. It's everything on here is great. It really has a flow to it. And it has this sort of theme of sort of this, I get this sort of anxiety, and there's some anxiety and dread, but also a lot of the sort of pastoral beauty and sort of sense of space and that you get in a lot of the New Zealand groups around that time. Of course, Split Enz, you know, they were accelerated, you know, they weren't part of any, you know, Flying Nun, Dunedin, cool sounds or anything. They were already, like, they had a record that was, like, challenged, that knocked Pink Floyd out of the number one spot in Australia and True Colors and stuff. They were mega, right? But they were still, like, they were still a very arty group. And, I just thought they're fantastic. And this, to me, is my favorite Split Enz record. Anyways, I'll shut up. I might play a couple songs from this. This is really beautiful music that's still relatively, I would say, unheard in a larger sense. Here's a song called Giant Heartbeat.
try to erase the parts you didn't like. Let's try to fill it in. Bank the quarry, river swim. We need skin in you and me. We need skin that river red. This is where we walk. This is where we swam. Take a picture here. Take a souvenir. This land is the land of ours.
Thank you.
It's R-E-M. It's R-E-M. R-E-M. You heard Seven Chinese Brothers from their sophomore release from 1984, Reckoning. R-E-M. Wow. Well, prior to that, you heard from 1986. It's kind of the first time they made like a big rock record, maybe, if I can get away with that. Life's Rich Pageant. Cuyahoga. And I just mean the sound of it. It kind of had this bigger sound production. R.E.M. Wow. What can you... I mean, you hear it. There's something. It's like you can't describe that. I once saw Bono was on Charlie Rose in the late 90s, I think. And he was saying, you know, that he thought U2, you know, were the best band in the world at that time, as Bono would say. And there's, you know, you can make arguments to that effect. But then he said graciously, you know, some nights we aren't the best band in the world. Some nights R.E.M. are the best band in the world. But, you know, we keep each other in shape or something to that effect. But then Bono said about R.E.M., he just said, you know, there's sunlight in that music. And I thought, you know, it's such a simple thing, but it's just so true. And R.E.M., it's, I mean, that's Americana, right? I'm not qualified to say much more. Talk to your old pal Stu Reed on the Twang Trust, who can is a qualified REM scholar. I did follow REM on tour in I don't know, what was it, 1989, for the Green Tour. So by then we're making records that, I mean, we've talked about that record. I love that record. That record has this beautiful strangeness intertwined with just the, again, the sunlight of that pop music. And I mean, and all REM records have that to some extent, but yeah. What can you say? As an American band doing something so, so unspeakably beautiful. Sorry. REM. They just posted something I saw. It's actually, I think they reposted, I believe, the song from one of the songs from Life's Rich Pageant. Masterpieces, those records. And it just says vote, so, because we have the American election approaching, right? Oh, sorry, one other thing on REM. So we played from the Galaxy 500 last week, and we'll go back to, I don't know if we'll get to it today. Maybe we'll, I don't know. Probably we'll go next week again. Galaxy 500, they've released their first new unreleased recordings in about 30 years, and it's called Noise New York Uncollected. And there's some music there that's never been heard before. It's fantastic. We played a couple songs last week. In the accompanying piece in the Mojo magazine, Kramer, the producer and owner of Shimmy Disc Records, who was involved in this reissue, said that Galaxy 500's record On Fire is the greatest sophomore record in rock, in music, or it's rock, if you call Galaxy 500 rock, history. And I thought, you know, it's good. But I immediately thought of my favorite record of all time, Echo and the Bunnymen's Heaven Up Here. I think that's a better record. And then I thought of REM Reckoning. I think that's a better record. On Fire is very good, but it closes with this meandering George Harrison cover that I think you don't get to be the best record of all time when you do that. Sorry, folks. Prior to that, U2 from War from 1983? Yes. So we're all in the same... It's funny, I'm taking records from a different part of my house now, and they're a little more organized. I don't know if that's better or worse in terms of the format of this show. You heard the song Seconds. You know, a completely forgotten, unknown, unheard U2 song that was on the radio at that time. So that's interesting. We talked about that record when it came up a couple weeks ago. So I'm tapping this vein in this different part of my house where I think all the multiple copies of certain records are there. There was two copies of that Split Enz record. Going back to that, which we heard before, you heard from Split Enz, Time and Tide. From 1982, you heard Giant Heartbeat and then Take a Walk. And that was, again, all over FM radio in Winnipeg at the time. Kind of strange, really, right? Okay, from all that, I guess we're only going to have time for one more. And we're going to close with something that is, because we'll stick with the format here, just incredibly silly music. I don't think, this is an artist that was very successful, somewhat even respected, and had even a bit of cachet in the embers of punk. And I'm talking about Adam and the Ants. They were ridiculously popular in England. Of course, Malcolm McLaren had his hands all over this. It's a bizarre concept, which I won't even try to describe. And the music is, yeah, they're good pop songs. It kind of sounds like, it's quite glam influenced in many ways, but I don't know. This is sillier than the Ruddles. That's another cloaked Galaxy 500 reference, if you will. I'll leave you with Adam and the Ants and my apologies. Stay tuned. Thanks a lot. Stand and Deliver. This was immensely popular music in 1981. 1981 seems to be the year we're talking about today. Take care.
KUW is supported by Into the Music, 245 McDermott.
your best source for quality vinyl and collectible music. IntoTheMusic.ca.
Generous support to CKUW 95.9 FM is provided by Into the Music, quality collectible music since 1987. Into the Music is located in the Exchange District, 245 McDermott at the corner of King Street. To receive our twice weekly newsletter, call the store or go online at intothemusic.ca to sign up. Kick off your Friday evenings at 7:30 with us at our in-store stage for free all-ages shows featuring local bands and performers.